producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen, brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Tell you more about them a little later on this hour. Governor Jack Dalrymple is going to join us as well. We're going to meet more of the folks that are part of the Ports to Plains Alliance that are meeting in Williston, North Dakota, which is great news. And also give you a heads up of where we'll be the rest of the week. We have a busy week. The Governor's Economic Summit is happening on Thursday, which is kind of cool. We actually were going to be in Williston still on Thursday. Go to Bismarck tomorrow, then back to Williston Thursday, but the Governor's Economic Summit is happening, so we're going to head east because there's a really neat movie premiere that's happening in Williston on Thursday. I'll tell you about that, too, before the end of the hour. And tomorrow we are going to be in Bismarck because the folks from AE2S have asked us to come down there and participate in the water and pollution control gathering that's happening down there, an annual meeting. So we'll be there for that, for AE2S. That'll be actually at Ramcota. Then, as I mentioned, Thursday, the Governor's Economic Summit. And the Governor will tell us more about that a little later on this hour. We love finding out what's on your mind, and it's as simple as a phone call to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550 is that telephone number, 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you prefer the email. If you want to send Todd a text, he'd love it. 701-226-8503. Todd, could you just demonstrate for the audience the noise you make when a text comes in, that kind of thrill, like shriek? Yeah, the woohoo. Yeah. Exactly. Loves getting your text. Not your calls in the middle of the night. So remember to responsibly use.
I was in VIP mode anyway, so Todd, even Manny can't call me at 3 a.m.
That was very Homer Simpson-esque.
Wasn't it? It was.
That woo-hoo.
Yeah, I kind of like that woo-hoo-hoo.
Well, I mean, he is kind of me brought to life.
You and Homer. One and the same. Now, Roger has a different opinion than some of our earlier callers regarding the president's visit to Oregon. He says the message is it is not the people of Oregon who would not welcome the president. It is one little man who happens to be a publisher and who happens to be invited to appear on faux news. So Roger evidently doesn't like Fox News. And he also thinks this is the publisher of the paper just speaking for himself. Well, I guess time will tell because we'll find out on Friday how the family members react. I did see the interview with interview of the publisher on O'Reilly last night. And he said, look, we're speaking for these people. We're speaking for these family members. The president comes out and politicizes this. Self-admitted, you know, that it was politicizing it, while we're still removing loved ones from this classroom. That's why they've asked him not to come. And again, I just think the whole thing's a tragic mess, mostly at the hands of the president. So, but Roger had a different opinion, so I wanted to share that, and you can disagree or agree with him however you like. We have a guest that is going to join us in just a moment from Ports to Plains Alliance. The president, Michael Reeves, actually back with us on the program. Looking forward to that chat. Jeff in Jamestown's waiting to weigh in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's get Jeff in here first. Jeff, what's on your mind?
You made such fanfare out of getting this to export oil. How are we going to export it with our currency at all-time highs? I can't sell my grain and livestock. How are you going to sell oil any different?
Well, yeah, oil's in a world market just like the commodities you mentioned. So
right. Getting to sell this on the open market, we're not going to sell to anybody with a high dollar, are we? We're the most expensive, correct?
Well, I think, honestly, the biggest thing is, you know, we right now can export refined product, okay? So what's crazy about this is you can't export the feedstock. There's no sense to this. What you're talking about is going to be there with or without an export export crude ban. But you have to ask yourself, does it make any sense to do this? And the big thing is the refineries overseas are better equipped for our sweet crude. Most of them here have retrofitted
for different crude, and so there's more access to get our product refined, and then that gives us more access to more markets. So, you know,
it doesn't change the fact the dollar is too high, and even our refined product is tough to sell with a high dollar. And I wish you would not only trash Obama every day, but give the same treatment to the do-nothing Congress. Please. Don't put it all on one guy. Fair enough?
Well, certainly this Congress has a lot to be spoken for. And a do-nothing Congress in the Obama years was mostly run by Democrats. It's only after his abysmal failure as the Republicans have taken over, and there's a lot to fix. There's no doubt about it. But I don't know that you even put that on President Obama, but you wouldn't want to remove the ability.
Treat it all the same, and you're not. Just treat it all the same, okay? Fair enough.
I don't know what you're saying when you say treat it all the same. So I'm not going to agree with you. Fair enough. But if you want to treat it all the same, certainly you want crude to be able to be exported just like ag products, right? Would we treat all that the same too? I think so. Anyway, Kevin and Tioga, we're going to get to you and to others as well. Let me welcome our guest, Michael Reeves, president of the Ports to Plains Alliance in Williston today. Welcome to North Dakota.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Last time we talked to you, were on the phone.
Yeah, I was at a conference in, I don't even remember. I think I was in Windsor, Ontario when we talked last time.
So. I was in a hot tub, too.
So. I know. You were in a hot tub in a pie eating contest. It was a much better deal. Windsor's nice, but it wasn't.
We have a lot of fun here on the program of What's on Your Mind. So what are you hoping to accomplish with this year's gathering of the Ports to Plains Alliance?
I think it's a chance for us to come together as an organization and kind of highlight some of our accomplishments and then kind of let our members know about what's going on throughout the corridor, let them know about some information that they can take home to their communities and really help with regional economic growth, with helping to advocate for better highways and better investment in our transportation infrastructure. So it's, you know, we want to celebrate what we've accomplished over the past year and kind of get the troops ready to go out and kind of take the message back home.
Now, people, you know, up here know a little bit about the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway, mm-hmm. and that grand vision that Calhoun does a great job of carrying the banner for. They probably know less about the Ports to Plains Alliance, one of the reasons we're here today, but they are really, they're linked, are they not?
Exactly. What it is we're basically different groups that are working to extend the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway. If you know, the TRE kind of goes from the border to down to Rapid City. Well, you don't want to just dead end. You got to connect. And so that's where the Alliance comes together, is with the other organizations and extending it all the way up into Alberta, Canada, and then down to the west coast of Mexico. So it gives it gives more of the destinations. It gives a longer vision and an opportunity to expand that trade to even further markets.
Why is transportation infrastructure, funding of it, planning of it, just such a disaster right now?
Well, I think the thing is, transportation has always been funded by the gas tax. And it's always been efficient because, as people buy gas, if you're buying gas and using the highways, then you're going to pay to build the highways. It's a great, efficient user fee. But the gas tax hasn't gone up since 1993 at the federal level. Most states, some are starting to adjust, but, my home state of Texas hasn't gone up since, the early 90s as well. In the meantime, cars have gotten more fuel efficient, and construction inflation has gone up tremendously. So you don't have that same buying power for transportation investment that you did back, just like anything else. You haven't been able, if you haven't increased your income since early 90s, you'd have the same problem. And so that's been the problem. And it's one of those things where, nobody really wants to vote to increase the gas tax, especially when it's on every street corner. You don't want to see it. I think part of that, too, is because, when we were building the interstate system, everyone saw that federal vision of what your highway dollars were going for. I'm paying the gas tax, but it's going to for this interstate system. And I think as we've kind of built out a lot of the interstates, there's maybe been a loss of that federal vision for transportation. People kind of take it for granted.
Is the dollar getting split too many ways, too? I hear about, bike paths being built with what was originally envisioned as, highways and interstates.
There's some of that. And I think that's what kind of has watered down the vision for transportation. But at the same time, you have to kind of remember, we were up in Washington, D.C., and a lot of our guys are complaining about transportation dollars being spent on transit. Well, if you didn't have transit in federal air, in urban areas, you know, they would need more and more highways, so they'd eat up more and more of that dollar. So it's, you got to look at the cost effectiveness and how you can handle it. But that, I think that was one of the key accomplishments of the last highway bill that passed a few years ago, was they did kind of consolidate programs and try and contribute more to putting more into asphalt and moving that forward. I think that's been very beneficial for sure.
Do you win battles every day? I mean, every month, do you say, hey, there's another, you know, another stretch that's four lane?
You always make it, yeah, we're making advantage, making progress. I think that's the key thing. You're going to keep struggling. And for us, you know, where our corridor runs, it's mostly rural areas. And so it's a challenge for us in rural areas because we don't have congestion issues that we're talking about. When you go to, you know, the big cities and you know, there's an old saying, a freight doesn't vote. But those, you know, those drivers in urban areas, metropolitan areas, stuck in traffic sure do, so it tends to get more attention.
And easier sell in those places.
Yeah, well, there's more voters, and they're contributing more gas tax, but they need the connectivity because they've got to eat, and they've got to turn on their lights, and got to put gas in the car. So they really need the rural areas, and they need that connectivity to get our goods and services to the markets.
All right, we're learning a lot with the Ports to Plains Alliance gathering here in Williston at the ARC. Michael Reeves, the president of the organization. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Kevin in Tioga wants to talk about President Obama headed to Oregon. We'll do that after a short timeout, so hang tight. Kevin, right behind him, you're welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask two questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, home to the 2016s. They're in right now at High Plains Apache. So if you come into High Plains Apache, pick your location in Mandan, or south of Fargo and Frontier, you're going to see the 2016s. You're going to see 2015s that remain at deep discounts, and they'll tell you about low-interest financing as well. Some great deals. High Plains Apache. Can't make it into either location. HighPlainsApache.com. A great resource. And by the way, they have that ET Ag Center now as well. ET Ag Center is the spot for anything you need. And by the way, not just for Apache sprayers, but any brand of sprayers. Anything in the application industry, they have it. They also have the on-site training, but the parts on-site, 50,000 parts. Chances are if you need it, they have it. If not, they'll have it shipped to you no time. HighPlainsApache.com or across from Bonanza, just across Main Avenue in Mandan, or exit 60 south of Fargo at Frontier. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, Kevin and Tioga's on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Sorry to keep you waiting there. Kevin, what's on your mind? You're next.
Well, I just wanted to discuss this situation in Oregon where these people are devastated and the president wants to come over there and rub their face in it. The reality of it is they should invite him and tell him that they want Secret Service to walk, to remember that it is a gun-free zone and that they want the Secret Service come to the sheriff's office and turn their guns in and that kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
It is. You know, it's
unbelievable. This is the worst president of the United States that we have ever had. In the last 7 years, it's just devastating what he's done to our country and our Constitution. It's terrible.
Wouldn't you love to just have a conversation with him, like, you know, if he visits a school or whatever, and say, Mr. President, this is a gun-free zone. The security guard was only allowed to have mace.
Yeah.
And yet you are surrounded here today by professionals protecting you with guns. But these students didn't have that same protection because of stupid laws and rules.
And look at these laws. All of these gun-free zones, like in Chicago and some of these bigger cities, the reality of it is, if it's such a good way to go, why does he have Secret Service running around with guns around him?
And, you know, I don't know.
I mean, maybe we ought to just open up the borders and everything. I mean, he doesn't want to do anything intelligent.
Speaking of which, I mentioned this earlier, but related to the borders, the Obama administration, according to a story in the, I think this is in the Minneapolis Star Tribune, but it's an AP story, the Obama administration deported fewer immigrants over the past 12 months than at any time since 2006.
Well, why would they want to throw votes away?
Well, you get it, Kevin. But how do you explain that?
Hey, this guy is a they called him Slick Willie when they were talking about Bill. This guy makes the Clintons look sad.
Well, I tell you, I get sad about it. I mean, I really do.
I'm very sad about it, and I'll tell you right now, I was sad when we elected Bill Clinton the second time. We elected this idiot the second time. It's unbelievable to me.
And I mean, you think
about this here. The African-American vote, and I really don't even like to say the African-American because, hey, they are Americans. I don't feel like I'm prejudiced or anything. You know, I don't care what color your skin is, but I do appreciate it if you have a job and you pay taxes and you enjoy the prospering in this country.
Available to everybody, regardless of race, color, and creed.
The reality of it is, Abraham Lincoln wasn't a Democrat.
So true.
You know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
It's devastating to me. I am so mad, and I just hope that I didn't swear when I was on this phone. But
well, we have the Texas
system. I love your channel. I love this radio station. It's badass. It's good.
Well, now you're swearing. Now you're swearing. But, hey, Kevin.
I didn't mean to, but it is.
I appreciate your passion, and I tell you this. I do think...
Well, I'm an American.
you and I and everyone else, the bigger worry that ought to keep us up at night versus, you know, rather than this president himself is the people that voted for him. And ultimately the way of thinking that, you know, doesn't see what happened in Oregon is a prime example. So,
well, the sad part of it is we definitely need to close down these borders. And the reality of it is otherwise we ain't never ever going to win again.
You're absolutely right, Kevin, and I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Call again. Good to hear from you. Love the passion. Bud James is the chairman of the Eastern Alberta Trade Corridor, another of the individuals meeting here in Williston for the Ports to Plains Alliance. How are you, Bud?
Great. Thanks for having me.
What is the corridor all about?
Well, Eastern Alberta Trade Corridor, as you might expect, is the eastern part of Alberta, where over 80 municipalities, significant geographically part of Alberta. Our vision, our mission is to develop economic activity for all of our members.
And is it working?
We're fairly new. We've just really formally organized here in the last couple of years, but we've been making some pretty good strides. We're concentrating on a couple different initiatives currently. First one is to put some marketing materials in the hands of our municipal members that have the same kind of flavor, same kind of a look. And we're substantially down the road with that in terms of web presence and some other things. And the second thing we're doing is doing some advocacy work on behalf of all of our members to the province of Alberta, nationally and internationally. And so that's ongoing. You may be aware that our provincial government in Alberta has changed just recently, just in the spring. So we're busy now trying to introduce ourselves to some new people and build some new relationships.
So if this Ports to Plains Alliance vision comes alive and is connected, what does that mean for trade? What does that mean for economic development for everybody?
Well, I think the Ports to Plains vision is huge in terms of where we come from. And what attracted us really to the Ports to Plains family is that we're very similar in terms of geography, in terms of economy. We're oil and gas, we're agriculture and value-added ag. And it's all the same kind of people, hardworking folks that take the initiative and get the job done. So it's a really good fit for us with the Ports to Plains family. And I think they're doing some great things, and we're happy to be on board.
All right. It's been fascinating to learn all about this today from all the folks that are part of this gathering. Actually, a board meeting of Ports to Plains Alliance today, and then the fun, for lack of a better term, starts tonight. Jesse Veeder's up here performing tonight for the group, and a couple of days where the meetings will go through Wednesday. So, Bud, nice to hear a little bit about what's happening there. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Bud James, the chairman of the Eastern Alberta Trade Corridor, our guest on What's on Your Mind. We're live from the ARC today in Williston, 28 past the hour. James and Bismarck, Mark and Grand Forks want to weigh in. Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us to talk about Thursday's Governor's Economic Summit that is happening in Fargo. Lots to come, ladies and gentlemen, on What's on Your Mind, so don't even dream of touching that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's nothing like a great story. And I want to introduce you to some folks who can help tell the story of your town, company, or cause. Heidi and Kara from Crash and Stews are here to tell you how they help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online. They've worked with the likes of General Mills, Harley-Davidson, NPR, and the Voices of Watford. And they can help you, too. Heidi, tell our listeners how Crash and Stews can help.
Every person, every product, every town has a story to tell, and that story should be told in a very creative, simple, and clear way. The shorter that we can make that message and more clear and concise, the better as we reach your audience.
Kara, how do you do what you do?
We deliver compelling content that engages, entertains, and educates. We help ad agencies and businesses create meaningful connections with their customers and employees.
What advice would you have for folks?
If you're not managing your reputation, you can be sure someone else is. It's very important to manage your reputation online these days.
CrashandStews.com or call them at 612-338-7947. Stay tuned for more conversations about storytelling with Crash and Stews.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
A Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, one of our fine sponsors on the program. And by the way, you can find out more about them at secureenergyfuture.org. I'd really encourage you to do that. So many of these issues we talk about really require, submerging yourself a little bit in the details so that you can, advocate. And this is certainly one of them, because quite honestly, if more folks don't pay attention to what the EPA is trying to do to the cost of your electricity, to the cost of everything, really, because the cost of electricity goes up, the cost of everything goes up, then they win, you lose. Not to mention the whole issue of reliability of the grid. So the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is all about enhancing and preserving and protecting a diverse set of energy resources, all of the above, including coal-based electricity, so important to many jobs in not only North Dakota, but also Minnesota, but also make sure we have a continued affordable and reliable energy supply for families and businesses here today and into the future. And when you go to secureenergyfuture.org, you get a chance to have your voice heard as well on the issue of the EPA Clean Power Plan. So they make it nice and easy for you. Secureenergyfuture.org is that website. Governor Jack Dalrymple joining us in just a moment here to talk about the governor's economic summit. James and Bismarck have been waiting a bit. Want to get you in here quickly before I go to the governor. Go ahead, James.
Hey, how we doing?
Good, sir.
So I'm calling in response, I guess. I just tuned in when the last caller was on, mostly about gun control, a little bit about immigration. I just definitely want to throw my thoughts on that and into this. And I've spent a lot of time living in third world countries where there's not a police presence that is going to come and, like, to the rescue. In instances, I had my house broken into, and the last person where people we thought to call was the police, because it's like, well, we don't need any more criminals for this break-in. But I think sometimes in the conversation we lose track of what really the facts on guns and the reality that we have to accept, unless we're deluding ourselves and denying. This is a very highly researched thing issue. It's also a very heavily lobbied issue. And more guns lead, as the statistics tell us, to more gun violence, to more both accidental and then the type of massacres like we had in Oregon. The guns purchased that were the guns used in the Oregon massacre were purchased by a mother who was afraid of these types of massacres and bought them to protect her family. She taught her son how to use them, and he ended up being the perpetrator. So I think, we don't want to become polarized on this issue if we're really serious about minimizing these types of things. There's a lot of things that feed it. There's, I'm a believer in the innovation that you get from a market economy, But also, I think sometimes we have, as part of a very complicated economic system that we have in our country, in our culture, we do have at times a culture of alienation that is not as bad as some cultures of alienation, and maybe worse than others. So I guess those are the thoughts I'd like to throw in on the issue.
All right, James, appreciate that very much. Thanks for sharing what's on your mind today, and always welcome all viewpoints here for sure. 25 before the top of the hour, Governor Jack Dalrymple's on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline to talk about the governor's economic summit, which is a couple of days away. Governor, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Scott. Good to talk with you.
You as well. So what is the governor's economic summit? What are you doing?
Well, in Fargo on Thursday morning, that's October 8th, we are going to put on an outstanding conference on North Dakota's economic growth. We're going to be talking about where we've been and where we're going in the future. And we're going to have a big emphasis on all of the diversified economic growth that we have seen and will see in North Dakota. And a little bit more of an orientation, you know, towards the eastern half of the state, where they have a much different economy now than we do in the west. But it does have one thing in common, and that is it is a very dynamic, very high growth economy.
You know, we hear a lot, obviously, about oil and gas development and what's happening in North Dakota, and obviously, since the beginning of time, agriculture has played a big role in North Dakota's economy as well. What areas do you think, besides those two pillars, don't get enough attention that really are a big part of the North Dakota story from an economic standpoint?
Well, when we talk about our targeted industries in North Dakota, one of those is technology. And obviously, we all know about Microsoft, and we know about the Amazons and the Northrop Grummans in eastern North Dakota. But there are a wide range of smaller companies that are creating jobs like crazy. And names like Appareo Systems or Pedigree Technology are not as well known, but they are fast growth companies with a tremendous future. Another targeted industry has always been advanced manufacturing. I'm not sure, the everyday conversation out there really includes very much about the incredible growth and expansion that's taken place with Bobcat Company, for instance, with John Deere in North Dakota. We have incredible factories making four-wheel drive tractors and Caterpillar parts, and there's a reason why these folks expand in North Dakota and not in other places in the world. And we're also going to go over our newest targeted industry, which is aviation / unmanned aerial systems, which is taking off in northeastern North Dakota. And we have some exciting opportunities developing up there in the unmanned as well as manned aviation. And these are the kinds of things that we're going to be talking about.
Joel Kotkin is the keynoter, and, he kind of has a fascination with North Dakota. I've read him over the years, occasionally published in the Wall Street Journal, is obviously recognized authority on global and economic, political, and social trends, and kind of a good thinker on these issues. But he seems to have a fascination for North Dakota, doesn't he?
Well, he does, because he dates all the way back to the old days when scholars were fascinated by the lack of growth in the Great Plains and the so-called, diminishing prairie. And we all remember the term Buffalo Commons, in which the sociologists were predicting basically the demise of the Great Plains. So he has really been interested over the years about, you know, the transformation that has taken place in the Midwest and the Great Plains. And there's no better example of it than North Dakota, really between the period from the 80s on through today is an amazing, you know, story in economic change, but also in sociological change.
I see they even have you moderating a panel at your own economic conference here. So,
Yes, I feel qualified to be a moderator. I have probably the panel that I am least expert on, which is the one talking about some of the technology entrepreneurs. But the theme of that panel is entrepreneurship, and you know, most of what we see today is emerging out of that technology sector. But we're also going to have a very interesting panel on financing the future of North Dakota, accessing capital to grow our state, and we're going to have some people there, you know, who are experts in this and are not from North Dakota. And our first panel in the morning, of course, is going to be about North Dakota's workforce and what some of our great employers do in order to attract top-level talent to their companies. So I think people are going to find it very interesting. If somebody out there is curious, you can go to commerce.nd.gov. Actually register for the conference and, you know, come on over and join us. I think people would find it fascinating.
This is Thursday at the Radisson Hotel, downtown Fargo. Registration opens at 8:30. The governor does his opening comments and the welcome at 9:30. Then the keynoter, Joel Kotkin, we mentioned at 9:50. Then the first panel, that's the one on the workforce, moderated by Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley and Steve Burian from AE2S, Bev Adams from Sanford Health, David Batchelor from Aparios, Sherry Olson from Evolution One will be on that panel. The lunch, then at 1, financing the future, accessing capital to grow North Dakota, Katie Harsbargen from Microsoft, moderator, and she'll have Brooks Burgum and Peter Stengem and Mike Vanette and Mike Tokars, actually, out of MVC Capital out of New York at 1 o'clock on that panel. And then at the last one at 2:45, the one that the governor mentioned, he'll be moderating on entrepreneurs, past, present, and future with Tammy Miller from Border States and Terry Zimmerman from Packet Digital and Jake Jornstedt from Myriad Mobile and Howard Dole from Amity Technologies. And it wraps up at 4 o'clock. So governor mentioned the whole lineup is at commerce.com. .nd.gov. What do you want North Dakotans to know about this? What message do you most want them to hear?
Well, I think the overall theme of my presentation will be that we probably have the most remarkable record of economic growth in the nation over the last 15 years. We have the fastest GDP growth of all 50 states. And I will be explaining to people how I think that happened. And then we'll be talking about what will be a little bit different going forward and some of the things that will look different in the future, things that we'll need to focus on, especially, you know, in the people area, the people that we will need and the education that they will need to, you know, keep this incredible momentum going for North Dakota. But, you know, Scott, you probably have met a number of those people whose names you just read off, and they are truly remarkable people, and those are the folks who are going to lead our state forward.
Absolutely. A lot of the good success comes from these great leaders, and it'll be great to have them all in one room on Thursday. Governor, thanks for the time.
Great.
Look forward to seeing you.
You bet, Scott. Thanks a lot. See you soon.
You bet. Governor Jack Dalrymple joining us today on What's on Your Mind, the Governor's Economic Summit Thursday, Radisson, downtown Fargo. $100, by the way, for the registration. And more details at the North Dakota Department of Commerce website. More coming up from Williston and the Ports to Plains Alliance Gathering after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore.
were the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahei Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're ribfests and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are. Sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Williston. We're at the Arc, actually, in Williston, which is the area recreation center that has the basketball courts and the Olympic-sized pool and the, they got everything you can imagine. Every kind of fitness. This place is ginormous, so great fun. And they are gathering here today to begin a three-day meeting of the Ports and Plains Alliance. So learned a lot about them today, which was great fun as well. Just had a text from a listener to say, does the New York City trip include a Broadway show? Well, it does. Les Mis. I would argue one of the best. Tony Award-winning mega musical. Very uplifting story. Very epic story. Just one of those. I know this will surprise Todd and Manny and most of my audience. But I had been to New York a lot over the years just for work things. But I was there with my my bride. When she said, let's go to see a Broadway show. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to go see a Broadway show. I'd rather poke needles in my eyes. And she cultured me up And we went to see a Broadway show, and I've never forgotten it. I've been hooked ever since. In fact, I cannot go to New York City without getting in a Broadway show now. They're so great. I mean, it's like a good movie, only it's a movie that comes alive before you, right? I mean, literally with the orchestra right in front of you and the actors there, and the productions are just phenomenal. But the stories are what are so good and gripping. I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but maybe one out of 10 movies I see really sticks with you. Like, what a great story. I really like that, right? Broadway shows, the vast majority of the story just grips you. Well, Les Mis is like that. So it's a great story. And that actually is on the agenda for Thursday night after dinner at Ellen Stardust Diner. The deal is airfare, hotel accommodations, motor coach tour all around New York City to all the sites. Two shows, the Les Mis Broadway show, but also the Rockettes, which at Christmas time in New York City, you just have to see the Rockettes. They did this great show for Christmas. It's Christmas. It's like unapologetic Christmas. I mean, it is nativity scene, the whole works. It's just awesome. It makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. It's that good. But, you know, we have the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, which you got to see, St. Patrick's Cathedral, Grand Central Station, Statue of Liberty, Times Square, Central Park, great dinners, Trump Cafe, got to do that, Cotton Club, Little Italy one night. It's just fantastic. So anyway, this whole wonderful trip has been put together by Group Travel Planners, and they're the experts. They take care of every detail, and so you really just enjoy all the sights and sounds. That's what's great about it. And it's only $2,569 per price, and if you do the math on everything included, it's a very good deal. But the price only lasts through Thursday. So it's your last chance, really. We're Tuesday. This Thursday is the last chance at this price. So if you heard me talking about anything, shouldn't I? Make a decision, make a phone call, and have the trip of your life. Christmas in New York City, you'll never forget it. Call Jason at 952-898-3478. Extension 228 for Jason or 225 for Amber. Or email me and I'll connect you with him. Scott, S-C-O-T-T, scott@flagfamily.com. Okay, scott@flagfamily.com. Let's see here. A couple of calls that have come in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline we've not gotten to. Go ahead and roll that.
The reality is, I guess, people are probably starting to wake up. All these hypocritical congressmen or politicians that run around for your votes, you know, to keep lying about why they want your votes. And then they get to Washington, they're nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. They can't do nothing. Oh, we can't do nothing. We can't do nothing. A bunch of hypocrites. That's 90% of them are communists down there, I believe. That's what's going on. They act like a bunch of tyrants, too, just like Obama.
Obama? 90% Obama.
Obama?
90%?
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, you do the math on that,
Todd. Then I guess Sanders is going to be the next president, then, by that math.
Exactly. We got another call here that we missed earlier.
Todd, even sadder than Barack Obama, the worst president in the history of the United States, is a Republican Party that couldn't even find a candidate that could beat him and keep him from being re-elected.
I think he's talking about Mitt Romney, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Well, I
well, and the fact that the party didn't come up with somebody who could beat him. And
last time around, yeah.
No, I hear that happened there, you know.
But that's why we're going through all that process right now to try and find one that can. So, yeah. Always appreciate those calls and comments. Did you know you can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? You know, the show's about to end, but pick up the phone and call us tomorrow. Tonight, or, you know, anytime. 855-200-1776, extension 1. 855-200-1. And you leave us a message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Simple as that, right? That's how we roll. That's how it works. We love hearing from you. And appreciate all the calls today on a number of different topics. And tomorrow, Bismarck bound. So I'm headed from Williston to Bismarck, Todd. Will you have me?
Oh, absolutely.
Get the Ram Coda. Looking forward to that. AE2S is sponsoring our live broadcast tomorrow from the Ram Coda. And we'll be down there because there is another meeting. Ports to Plains meeting here, but actually, the meeting tomorrow is of the North Dakota Water and Pollution Control Conference. at the Best Western Ram Cody. So we'll broadcast there Thursday at the Governor's Economic Summit in Fargo at the Radisson. And don't forget, by the way, for our Minnesota listeners, Teals in Painesville Thursday, Eldon's in Alexandria Friday, 4 to 7 in Painesville, 11 to 2 at Eldon's in Alexandria for the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour, bringing the Cloverdale tangy summer sausage, the brats, the rough cut bacon to a neighborhood near you. So I'll be checking that out as well. All right, folks. God bless you. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.